These days, it sometimes seems as though our society is obsessed with healthy eating. Fad diets and food trends come and go, and new superfoods make headlines every day. It's not surprising, given the high incidence of disease and obesity in America. We are all looking for solutions to heal what ails us. While much of the advice we receive about how to eat is conflicting across all nutritional camps and ideologies, there is one fact that just about everyone can agree on. Plants are the cornerstone of a healthy diet. I agree with this statement. In fact, I eat a primarily plant-based diet. However, there is a caveat. What I've learned over the past 18 years as a clinician, researcher, and former medical school professor has led me to believe that the repercussions of eating plants is more complicated than many of us assume. In fact, I've determined that particular plants like wheat, corn, soy, legumes, tomatoes, squash, and more are actually harmful to your health. That's because they contain a type of protein called a lectin. Lectins trigger a cascade of damaging effects in the body that lay the groundwork for illness. This is the crux of what I call the plant paradox. While many, if not most, plants are beneficial, some can actually trigger disease. Simply put, I've discovered that eating a diet light in lectins supports gut health and can even reverse disease. And the results have been astounding. Hundreds of my patients and thousands more who have followed the Plant Paradox program have found that the symptoms of their illnesses vastly improve or disappear altogether when they eliminate lectins from their diet. These folks include those diagnosed with diabetes, autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, MS, lupus, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and celiac disease, and gastrointestinal disorders such as Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Many have been able to reverse these diseases and are now living symptom-free. As a cardiac surgeon and cardiologist, I've had the opportunity to counsel my patients to change their diet before going under the knife. As a result, many of them were able to forego surgery altogether. The majority of these patients were able to stop taking their medications, and by closely monitoring their blood markers, I've seen their inflammation abolished. Not to mention, they've enjoyed the side benefit of naturally achieving a healthy weight. For someone who is used to helping heal patients on the operating table, I find healing through food to be miraculous. Since its original publication in 2017, The Plant Paradox has been translated into 27 languages, and its nutritional protocol has been adopted by millions of people around the world. Once readers understand the why of the Plant Paradox, they naturally turn to the how. How do I do this? Let's face it, the book is a heavy read. It's loaded with research, references, and, thanks to my days as a professor, tons of nerdy science. I've heard from a lot of people who are excited to try the program, but are a little overwhelmed by the amount of information they first have to digest. Some have asked me for a version that can be understood easily and implemented quickly. It's like they're saying, "Okay, doc, I get it. No more lectins. Now please just tell me what to make for dinner." And so here we are. I want to share this program with as many people as possible, giving everyone the chance to clean up their cells, repair their gut, quell inflammation, and even lose a little weight in the process. And now, with this quick and easy guide, it's possible for anyone to jump right in. Lectins 101. As hard as it may be to imagine now, the Earth was once inhabited solely by plants. When insects arrived about 340 million years ago, they shook the peaceful plant ecosystem to its core. In no need of defense prior to insects' existence, plants suddenly needed to protect themselves and their offspring from being eaten. After all, plants have the same goals as the rest of us. Like insects and the animals that came after them, plants have an imperative to reproduce and to protect their young. But being plants, they typically cannot be on the offensive. Luckily for them, they have other ways of defending themselves, mainly causing injury to any creature that eats them. Plants have short-term defenses, like immediately poisoning, paralyzing, or entrapping predators. They also have long-term defenses, like making the creatures that eat them slowly become sick. Lectins are a long-term defensive strategy, They are found in all plants, but highly concentrated in only a few. When eaten, these plants cause insects and higher animals alike enough discomfort that they typically avoid consuming high lectin foods in the future.